The board also heard a report from Colleen Dries, who's the Finney County Health Department director, on the quarantine protocols for no mask guidelines. Now, we're currently at operation level 2.5 for this week, but during the last 2 weeks, the superintendent has been having conversations with the Finney County Health Department about what the quarantine protocols would look like if the district did move down to a lower level, like level 2 in our operational protocols. So at Monday night's board meeting, Colleen presented that information to the Board of Education to get an idea of where the board would be at on that. Now, there was information provided on how we would quarantine if we weren't wearing masks in the district and what that would look like for students that were exposed or affected with that student or teacher or person in the classroom and how that would look. Then they also heard another alternative option of the quarantine guidelines when a case has been confirmed at a school where they're not wearing face masks, especially at our level 2. So what does that really mean? So when a positive is identified in the classroom, that meets the time period of any days that the positive person attended school and the preceding 48 hours prior to those symptom onset, or the preceding 48 hours prior to that sample being collected. That close contact is any person that is within 6 feet of the student for longer than 10 minutes without a mask on. So, all persons identified as close contact and remain asymptomatic that meets the same criteria that I just mentioned, then they would be required to wear a mask at all times while on school premises and while they may participate in any school activities or athletics. Classrooms of the positive would follow the same guidelines as previously outlined in our yellow status for our classroom guidelines, as we've been doing in the past. Now, if a close contact develops symptoms at any time during that 14-day period after the last contact with the positive, they would be required to quarantine at home for 10 days from that onset of those symptoms. So what is the yellow definition? It's a student positive, therefore teacher and or other students under close monitoring for symptoms over that period of 14 days, and they must wear a mask. For our pre-K through 6th grade that are under those close monitoring, should be isolated from all other students and staff in school, utilizing those separate entrances like we've been doing, and or staggering the arrivals of those students, as well as staggering the passing for those students in the hallway, as well as keep them a little more distanced at recess as well. So that's our yellow status, and that's what the board approved last night.